Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You know, we had a bit of a fluster in the beginning there. That's because we've got people in the studio. And welcome, everyone, in the studio here today. We've got an amazing show lined up here for today. Our thoughts do go out to the guest who was booked for this evening, which is Aaron Norton. I hope that things do improve dramatically in your life there, Aaron. And, you know, our thoughts are with you. But, you know, filling in that seat for you, Aaron, we have the wonderful and amazing Anne Sapphire that has been here before. Well, welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
And should I say welcome to the brand new studio?
Yes, and wow, what a studio.
You know, it's so different, and it's such an honour to have you here. And it's a wonderful energy, isn't it, certainly to be in. Well, Anne, today is a show for us to really pick up on where we left last time, because when you was here last time, I know that you're better off, call him what you want, he's better off to me, that's for sure, because he put the new radiator in the other room. it was all busy, wasn't it?
It was, especially with some of the guests. It was me, and it wasn't supposed to be you. But
yeah, we had quite a room full at that time, didn't we? It was
just
fun.
A little bit busy, yes.
But it's a little bit quieter today. We have got a few people lurking around. There's one just gone off somewhere else, and someone else there, and they're everywhere, you know. and it's quite funny, you know, when we have people here in the studio, because it kind of keeps us on our toes. And this is the second time for you to be on the Mike Spirit FM network, and the second time there's been people here in the studio. It's brilliant.
Yes, it's fine.
You know, I know that you're very nervous because you had a phone call off me maybe about 35 minutes ago.
Yes.
You was out in the garden enjoying this lovely sunshine we've been having.
Well, sort of.
And, well, I'm not going to say what, you know, the smell is like, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, let's just say out in the garden, doing a spot in the gardening, should we say. But here we are.
careful, Mike.
Yeah, let's be careful. Remember, it's a family show, isn't it? let's not go there. So, Anne, let's talk about your books, because I know that you've got some wonderful books out. I know that your first one is called Crystal Blue.
Yes.
I'm looking at my copy in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's a very nice book, very nice cover. You know, the cover is very appealing. It's is that I can't even think of the word. It's a
fork lightning.
Fork lightning. I was getting there. It's a lovely picture, actually. And actually, let me show you something here, because I can do this multitasking.
Ew.
In the studio. Very difficult for me to do. But let me show you something of my posters, a generated poster that I use for where I'm working. And, well, just look at the colours in this. Let me turn the screen so you can see it. It is going to open up in a minute.
It's definitely got to be blue then.
Look at that. Doesn't that match?
It is, yes. But that's what we call two psychic people with the same mind.
Blending the energies as one.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're doing today. Let me close that, because, you know, I look at myself enough times as well, you know.
also, if you look at the book in that sense, people that look at it don't just see the lightning. There is pictures within the picture.
Definitely, and you know, there is lots of pictures within this picture here. So tell me, what is this book all about, Anne? Because I haven't had a chance to read it, and I'll be honest, and the reason being I haven't had a chance to read it is because, as you can see, we've been busy.
Yes.
You really have.
Yes.
So what is this book all about?
The first book is for real beginners. What I
like
call,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or maybe Marley.
Well, Marley the dog.
But no, it's I've really simplified it. I've taken out all of the words that people maybe feel threatened with, and just put it down real simple, simple English, simple words. So there's nothing frightening in the book in that sense. That it helps you if you feel that you're actually a medium. Don't know how to go start it, where to go, what to do. It actually gives you advice and things like that, and stories of some of the things that have happened to me to help show you how and where to go and what to do.
So all that's in this book called Crystal Blue?
Yes.
By Anne Sapphire?
By me, yes.
And so if I wanted to go and buy a copy of this book, I need to go to Amazon, wouldn't I?
Yes.
And I know it's relatively cheaply priced.
Yes.
From last time's show, and maybe the better half could tell us how much.
From memory, it was about £3.50,
£4. Then I'm an argument in the studio, yeah.
No, it's £4.99.
No, it's £4.99. Well, I should have just went straight to the organ grinder, not the monkey. You know, it's simple as, you know, £4.99.
Yeah, the first one's £4.99.
£4.99, and you can go that to Amazon to go and get that.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
And they can, because you can get that on Kindle as well, can't you?
Yes.
It's even cheaper on Kindle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about £2.25.
Is that? What an amazing value. So I would urge everyone that's listening here to go to Amazon and type in Anne Sapphire, and I'll spell that to you. It's AnneSapphire, Anne Sapphire, and download Crystal Blue, because that's a lovely book. A book I'm going to read when I get more time, because, you know, it's been very, very busy.
Yes.
So the you didn't stop with one book. You went on to the next.
Yes.
And that's called Tear in My Eye. And again, what an amazing picture in the front. It's a teardrop. And, you know, as soon as I look at it, there's lots and lots of stuff. It looks like a picture of the world in there.
Okay.
I must be psychic.
It's actually... It's actually a picture of the world that NASA took.
Right.
And I've encased it then in a complete teardrop. So you have the world in the teardrop.
That's amazing. So what is this book all about then, Anne?
This is the second book that helps from the first one to give you a lot more information and stories to tell you about if your animals have passed over and you feel that they haven't gone over, how to help them. Storylines in people that I've helped with, stories, even to a situation where I've gone over to my sister's in France and had to go and get off the plane and go and help somebody that lived over there that was, let's put it this way, very highly thought of, and had to help her get rid of someone.
Lovely. And I'm just looking here in A Tear in My Eye, page 40, chapter 23, and it's called Waiting for Mum. Now that's a brilliant little starting point there. So what is Waiting for Mum? What's all that one about?
Right, that storyline is about two regular daughters that I have come. Their mum comes with her as well. She sits there, she listened, and she took it in, and she was always offered to have a reading, but declined. The one day the girls persuaded me, please could we bring my mum next week? She desperately, desperately needs help. And I agreed that I would do it, providing her mum was happy with it. She did agree to do it in the end by the pressure of her two daughters, which I really still wasn't happy with. And I had to stop quite abruptly through half of her reading, because not only did I take on the features of her ex-husband via my facial expression, but the voice changed for her as well. So I had to stop. And 2 days later, she came back and she said, please, could you finish? I feel so much better knowing that there is a somewhere for us to go, but that he can and is come back to me. And I don't feel so lonely and isolated, even though I have my two children. They feel a lot better in themselves, and she feels happier to go on with her life.
Perfect. And, you know, again, I'm looking here in A Tear in My Eye, chapter 28, His Beloved Car. And I like that title. I really do. His Beloved Car. So what's the beloved car about?
It's quite strange in that sense. Two people came to visit me and said that they bought this car, and they felt that there was a presence in the car, and they'd found out after that the car had been in an accident, not badly hurt, but they'd actually got a big fright when they found out that the man had passed because of a heart attack and just slightly bumped a wall in that sense, and he didn't want to leave the earth. He wanted to take his car with him.
Bless. That's something I would want to do.
So
I want to take my car.
I actually have to say to him, if he actually steps out of that car, earthbound one, and he looks that he's sat in his own, he could take the car with him,
yeah.
Which he did eventually do. So he gave up his earthbound car and took his car over with him.
Perfect.
So the car was free.
Free. I love it. Okay, so chapter 3, light at the end of the tunnel. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. They're all different stories in that sense. It's sort of, you can describe it as saying, right, somebody that's just passed and is, well, look for the light at the end of the tunnel. This storyline is based on a sort of little different version, in where everybody says everything gets better at the end of the day and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the more we reach out and stretch for it, the further away it feels, and we still feel in such that dark place that it's just so unbelievable, dark and isolated and lonely. And this is the one that I've been describing. This is where your light at your end of your tunnel is going to be via your strength and all the support that you want as well that will come your way. You have that capability of getting up because there is that strength within each and every one of us. We must always remember that whether we have anybody or nobody. Somebody is always watching us. Somebody is always with us. And that special person that have passed is always there, hands on shoulders, with each and every one of us to look after us and give us that light.
So the second book, Atira Mai, goes up to chapter 28.
Yeah.
That ends on his beloved car. so I would say, you know, another great book by Anne Saffer. And to go to Amazon and to download it, very cheaply download it, or even buy a copy. And that one is $5.99, isn't it?
Yes.
And I good. I'm psychic. I must be. It's only
because yes.
It's only because it's written down in front of me there. I know the price of it. So it's $5.99 on Amazon. And that's Anne Saffire. And I'll spell that again for you. It's AnneSapphire. There's two books. Just type in Anne Saffire in your Amazon page, and the two books will come up, and you can get a copy of it relatively cheap and a nice copy of them books. So, okay, so let's tell people how they can get a hold of you. They can email you, can't they?
Yes.
And they can email you at Anne-Saffire@outlook.com.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Isn't it easy?
Well,
like to keep it simple, like crystal blue, yes. Isn't it? Keep it all simple.
Yeah, you don't need to be complicated in life.
You know, and that's one great thing about you know, about our work. We don't have to be complicated, and it should be a natural thing to do because it is a natural born gift, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get on with today's show because I know time is ticking away already. I can't believe we're almost a quarter of the way through the show.
Wow, that went.
It does, doesn't it? It goes fast. So. Yep, that's Anne-Saffire@outlook.com. If you want to send Anne an email, questions or whatever you want to send, send them. I'm sure that you'll get back to them in due course. If you want a copy of the box, just simply go to Amazon and just type in Anne Saffire. As simple as that. okay, if you want to send an email to June to find out where I'm going to be touring America coming July, then you need to send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com. Remembering Davis, I know, because see, Anne, you know, like we say tomato, and some people might say tomato, and potato, and potato, and it's very much the same as Davis. Davis and Davies, you know, it just does me in. I can't understand it. Davis is spelled with an E. But if you say it out in America, they say, no, your name is Davies. I'm like, well, do you say tomato or do you say tomato? What's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, but it sounds really posh then.
It does. Mike Davies, if you like. Davies, tour at AOL.com. So that's Mike Davis, Davies at, no, Mike Davis tour at AOL.com. We need to go to our first music song, and I hope that everybody here is going to enjoy this. So let me press this button and say to you all, enjoy.
Today, oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're in. And he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you. He's in love with you. But love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing so tall. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're in.
Amazing song there, Gold. And I will say that, excuse me, the music was selected tonight by Jade, who's been with me in the studio for the last few weeks. And I thank Jade for coming along and choosing this wonderful music with me, because it's nice. I'm just looking at a messenger, something about the car park. Is that the rear? Now you're thinking now, aren't you? I've got a message on Facebook saying the car park is at the rear. Now, without giggling, it's a postcode to where I'm working tomorrow night. And I'm going to be working with a wonderful Cherie Power. We've done lots of demonstrations together. And I've got the postcode, which... actually, Cherie, if you are listening, can you give me the full address to where we are working tomorrow night? Because I'd like to put out there live on air. I think it's already sold out anyway, so there's no point really, is there, advertising it. But, okay, Cherie, if you are listening, then send that message across to me so I can put out live on air. I know on Thursday I'm down in Milford Haven.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice, down in Milford Haven, doing a demonstration down there. It's going to be quite a large demonstration, in fact. And let me put up a little bit more information on it, because it's right there in front of my eyes. And it's going to be at Pyle Social Club, Pyle Social Centre, should I say, in Milford Haven. It's from 8 till 10. Tickets will be at £8. And if people want to call Angela, or you can email Angela, in fact, on www.ah-events-planner.co.uk. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, just a little
Let
bit.
Me just say it again. www.ah-events-planner.co.uk. Actually, that's not an email. That's a website. So go on to that website, www.ah-events-planner.co.uk, and you can get all the information where this event is in Milford Haven. And it's this Thursday, tickets are £8, and I'll be doing the demonstration. I'm looking forward to that one because a sneaky little thing, and I'm going out afterwards. Can you imagine?
Well, let's put it this way, you couldn't ask for a better man or a better medium to come and visit them.
Ooh, did you say that again? Do that again?
They couldn't ask for a better man or a better medium to come and visit them.
Well, I'll be there as well, so that'll be okay.
Well, that's all right.
So, yeah, come and join in the www.ah-events-planner.co.uk. Send an email there and find out more about where I'm going to be. It's nice to see Sarah back in our chat room, and Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. You know, it was just asked earlier on by Richard, where is Kimberly tonight? Kimberly's now in the chat room. Richard's got a big smile on his face there, Kimberly. So that's all good. Alison's back there. Hi, Alison. Alison, her sister's upstairs lurking around. Say no more. Let's not go there. It's a family show. Okay, let's go straight to our phone lines. Okay, let's go and pick up our caller here. And this is a UK caller. And say, hi, can we take your name there, please?
Hello,
my name's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
And you've called in to Mike's Broad FM. Can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
I was looking at Facebook, and I saw the advert for Mike Davis coming on the radio, and to ring in for a psychic reading. So,
absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, I've got the wonderful Anne Sapphire here with me in the studio. So, Anne, do you want to start with this one, or do you want me to start?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Good evening, and how may I help you tonight?
Good evening. I just wanted to know if you could pick anything up from my vibes and know if there's any message for me from the other side.
Well, at the moment, what I've got is... I feel that you feel it a little bit of a loss in the moment in your life. You feel that the path could be long, but it's not.
But the path is long.
You feel like this is like a really long, long path, and it's taking you nowhere.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Mm. Right. But a long passing is taking me nowhere.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Don't be disheartened. It's not that long. There is a surprise coming up. Have you applied for a job, new job lately?
No.
I think the problem is then you need to change your outlook on looking for a new job. You feel so down. You feel let down.
I do feel let down at work. That's very true.
and you feel like they've isolated you.
Yeah.
You know, it's an awkward situation. I'm trying to be tactful to you. You feel in a really awkward situation in a sense where you all got on before, situation has felt like it's changed.
Yes, it has.
And hence the long path. Should I apply to go somewhere else? Question being is, A, do you like where you are?
B, no.
If you do, stand up to bullies. Bullies are frightened off by people who actually eventually stand up to them. To give you confidence, a little bit like me in that sense, I've been bullied all my life. And look what I'm doing today, helping people. You can't do that.
Very good.
And hopefully I'm helping people. You have someone who's with you that's very special. I'm picking up a nail here. Right. I don't want to tell nobody off. A grandparent passed over.
All right.
Right. She's behind you, stood with you, watching you, watching you. Right. He watches you sleep at night. He sees you tossing and turning over at night. Sometimes you've woken up with tears in your eyes.
Oh.
And he's drying them. You can't see the handkerchief, but he's drying them. He's keeping you warm, keeping you safe. Just open yourself up a little bit and let him know that you know that he's there with you. He has his hand on your left shoulder saying, I'm you. You are not isolated. Friends come and go. Family come and go. They fall out with you, come back to you. They abuse you, they use you, and leave you on your own. But I'm always you for you, girl. Just remember, I'm not, you are not, and I will not leave you until you are ready with the help that I can give you to make your decisions yourself. And I hope that has helped you.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sheila, if you don't mind, is it okay if I work as well? Because Sheila, let me just start off by saying that I'm aware of a lady here with you in the spirit world that joins us. And I believe that this lady comes on a very much of a close vibration, like a mother, grandmother vibration here, because I know that she wants to wrap her arms around me. And I do believe from the minute that you called in here that she says to me that she wants to work with you, she wants to be by the side of you. Now, Sheila, would I be right in saying to you that you would have nursed this kind of this lady before she passed on to the spirit world? A lady that I feel she will have suffered quite greatly within her body, because I'm aware of something to do with my stomach, so I know it's like a cancerous kind of a condition. I'm not saying it was in her stomach, but I know that she suffered with this cancer, and I know that when she passed on to the spirit world, she talks to me of she was being nursed. I know that she was looked after, and I know as she's with me, she kind of offers out her hand to me, which tells me that you've been there with her at the time of her passing. Do you understand of this there, Sheila?
She's my mother, and she's Welsh, and she's
bless
got
her.
The same accent as you.
Bless her, because I know that she's with me at the moment, and she tells me that she's been around your life and she's seen some kind of changes that's come into your life, because I know that there's been some kind of difficulty. Now, I know that, Sheila, that as your mother talks to me here, that you are quite aware of the spirit world yourself there, is that right?
I haven't got the gift, but I do believe in the spirit world.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you're saying that you haven't got the gift, but let me talk to you of what she tells me here, because she talks to me here of seeing or sensing that there's something there or someone behind you on times. Is that right?
Well, I often wish I could sense my mother here, but sometimes I do think that she's here.
Perfect. See, because she says to me that when you're sensing that she's around you, She is just that, okay? And I know that Anne picked up a little bit earlier on there about your sleeping there. And now I know that I want to say to you that this lady is with you most of the times, and particularly... Now, would I be right in saying to you that you haven't been sleeping properly of late? Is that right?
That's right, yeah. See, I have a problem at the moment. I'm concerned about my son.
Okay, bless her, because she makes me aware of that you're not sleeping properly, and she's been with you as you're not sleeping properly, and she tells me here that you keep waking up throughout the middle of the night several different times. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and
yeah.
She says to me that then is the time that she's with you, okay? She talks to me about that she likes the new look, so I don't know, Sheila, whether you've been making things different in your home or changing the look of your home or something, because... I like the new look. Do you understand why she would tell me that?
My daughter's been changing things around for me, yes.
Perfect. See, so doesn't I, again, just demonstrate to you how close your mum is there to you in the spirit world, okay? And do you know what
yeah.
she says to me here at the moment? She wants me to say that to you, but I love you too. So you must have, since we've been on this call today, you've been saying, you know, thinking of your mum and saying that there's lots of love there for mum, because she says,
yeah.
I love you too, okay? So she says to me that there's tears in your eyes even as we speak at the moment, thinking of your mum. Is that right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Again, so, you know, even though that I'm not sure where to in the UK you are, but, you know, I'm here in Wales, and I believe that you're over in England. Is that right?
Yes, I'm in Croydon, sorry.
Perfect. Okay. See, because I know that she talks to me here about that there's tears in your eyes even as we speak, so doesn't that just demonstrate, if you're all the way there in Croydon and I'm here down in South Wales, that we are miles and miles apart, you know, we can't see each other because we're on radio, but doesn't that just demonstrate to you how close your mum is there to you? Now,
yeah.
See, I need to move on because I know that we've got lots of callers on here, but I know that there's a gentleman that wants to bring his love forward, and I believe this could be the same gentleman that Anne just gave you earlier on there. But I know that this man passed very quickly on to the spirit world. I believe it was his heart that took him into the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And I know that as this gentleman comes around your vibration there, that he just wants me to say that to you that, you know, again, that would I be right in saying to you that he was supposed to do something before he passed, and this would make him very much annoyed because he didn't actually get a chance to finish what he was doing. Is that right?
Well, I was supposed to go and visit him, and he died before I got there.
You know, again, isn't that perfect, the way that they come through and give us that information? Now, I know before we go that Anne wants to say something else there to you as well. So, Anne?
What I'm getting as well between the two of them is between the two of them, they're actually giving a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
They're nice. Thank you.
One flower, they're a bunch of all different flowers. Roses, fuchsias, violets, daffodils. To know that when you see them outside, when you smell them outside, know that they're always there, but just a little bit closer as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That's lovely.
Sheila, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Mike Spirit FM. The links are on Facebook. And you can download a copy of today's show where you will find your reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Sheila.
Thank you very much. That's a really good reading. I'm very happy.
You have a wonderful evening there.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
What a lovely lady, Anne, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could feel her pain.
Most definitely. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 814 and say, hi, 814, are you there with us?
Yes, hello, hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
This is Amy.
Amy. Okay, Amy, and can I ask you where you're calling in from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay, perfect. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for today?
My reason is I had a question, and hopefully this spirit is there to answer a question. I had a job interview last week, and I was hoping that there's a message from me that I got this position. because I feel like my current employer is...
Okay, Amy, don't tell us anymore. Let us work with you. And maybe we'll keep up this theme, Anne, that you start and I'll finish off. Maybe we just keep up that. We'll see.
Yeah, no
so
problem.
If you want to start, Anne, then I'll take over.
We always feel that the loss at the sense that you were just describing, that we've lost our job in that sense. Everybody says, oh, don't worry, there's another one around the corner and it comes in quickly. Sometimes this time you may need to pick and choose your job which you are going to feel comfortable with. You have an opportunity of 3 interviews that you could have come your way. You may only apply for one at the moment, but there are 2 other jobs that's going to come as well. So don't always jump straight into this one and take the first one unless it's by necessity that you have to take the job. You are being guided to where you're going to have the best employment, the more comfortable feeling of where you've been working in your surroundings. Hence, this is why I'm saying, if you can possibly hold off, and when the third one comes in, see which is the best one that you feel comfortable with, because not only will you be happy in your life, but it fulfills you as well within your life when you come home. Because as they always say, if you're happy in your work, you're happy in your life. I know sometimes it's difficult in that sense to combine the both, but at the end of the day, we all have to choose the work that we want to do. Sometimes we can't because of the situations that we're in, but it will come.
Okay.
Yeah, Anne. Okay, let me pick up there with you with that there, Amy, okay, because I know that, sorry, I was sidetracked there a minute. You know, I wanted to talk to you of a gentleman that I'm aware of that's there with you in the spirit world, and as I'm aware of this gentleman, I know that he would come towards your dad's side of your family, because I'm aware I want to link directly to your dad's side. I believe that this gentleman makes me aware that when he was with us, that he was quite a well-built, smartly kind of addressed kind of a man of when he was here with us. He does make me feel as if he was a perfect gentleman in every sense of the word of being a gentleman, okay? And I know that's the way he comes in. Now, I believe, I don't want to say he's your dad. I want to maybe go back a generation towards your granddad, if I'm honest, Amy. So would you understand this gentleman as your granddad in the spirit world there, Amy?
My dad didn't have close ties to his dad.
Okay, but would you understand that he would have been like that, your granddad, or you wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, that's fine. See, because sometimes if we didn't know them, it doesn't matter. See, what matters is they know us and they can tell us things about our lives. And... you know, what he has come to say there to me, Amy, is that, you know, we kind of need to embrace what's happening in our lives at the moment, because it's like a learning curve, okay? Now, sometimes the spirit world comes forward to give us that education that we need at the time of our lives. We need that balance, because I believe that things in your life at the moment, it seems to be as if everything has been turned upside down there, Amy. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, this is why he's come forward, just to make you aware that, you know, it's for a reason. It's for us to learn, it's for us to understand, and it's for us to kind of get to grips with what's around us. Because without me sounding offensively there, you feel as if you've been taken for granted, been taken for a ride. Do you understand of this there, Amy? Amy, are you still there with us? No, I think Amy is just, the call is lost there. Amy, if you're still listening, then call back in and we'll pick up with your call in due time there. But, you know, I was sidetracked because in the chat room, and I know that Richard will be interested in this. Kimberly in the chat room, Richard, reckons I'm being serious tonight.
Wow.
Mike sounds serious tonight. Well, all I got to say, Kimberly, is I am. I'm always serious, aren't I? Well, now and again. Okay, so let's go to our next song before I get myself into trouble. Press it. I hope you all enjoy this one.
Oh yeah, it's the true sound of a soul. you live your life with a passion, taking nothing for granted. You may be believe if you give love, you will find it.
What a beautiful song here by Gary Barlow and Elton John, Face to Face. No, I actually like that song, I really do. So let's go, before we go back to the phone lines there, Anne.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to just pick up on something that our Kimberly said in the chat room.
Yeah.
That Mike's being serious. You know, isn't it true that we have to be serious sometimes?
Well, it's the sense of when we're being used, it's our voice, but it's not our thoughts.
Yeah.
I know that sounds really complicated.
We have to have a certain amount of decorum about us, don't we? And I think that's exactly what we are, you know. Next week is going to be quite a bizarre show because I'm actually hosting somebody for a few days next week and they're coming down to do the show. He's a gentleman who's no stranger to Mike's World FM and he is... I'm just going to tell you where it is. Shall I tell you where it is?
Oh, yes, please.
Jonathan Brown. I'm really looking forward to Jonathan Brown being here in the studio. And then on the Monday, next Monday, we will be going to Port Talbot Spurious Church to do a demonstration, the two of us. I'm looking forward to that, to working alongside him.
Oh, I bet.
Tuesday, we'll be back going to Port Talbot through the day. We've got a day full of readings to do, the two of us. On the Tuesday, we have... we get a bit of feedback over there, don't we? That's because Richard's there, I think. That's Richard's fault, anyway. On the Tuesday, then, we are doing readings in the church. And after that, then we're doing a theatre up in Merthyr Tydfil, the two of us, the Shauna Theatre, which I'm really looking forward to that. And then Wednesday, we'll be doing a few more readings and waving goodbye to Jonathan, so to speak.
Oh, so quickly, then.
So quickly. It'll be over and done with so quick. So I'm really looking forward to next week, not just the show, but the whole... experience of working with Jonathan Brown. I know he's just arrived back from Spain. He's been very busy touring Spain. And as soon as he leaves here, he's got a few more days and then he goes over to Ireland to tour over Ireland. So he's a very busy man, he really is. Okay, Kimberly agrees with us that, yeah, Jonathan is excellent. So keep tuned next week. It's going to be a fun show. I can really, really imagine it. I wonder if we get any people in the studio next week.
Well, I think I ought to be invited, means I wasn't supposed to be here today.
Well, why not? The more the merrier, that's
you know,
the way I look at it.
May get an autograph then.
Can you imagine a double one? No, let's not go there,
Sorry.
So yeah, if you want to see me working, if you are in the UK, come on over to Port Talbot Spurious Church next Monday with myself and Jonathan Brown. And we will be taking the service there, and then we'll be doing readings on the Tuesday, and then we will be doing the theatre in Merthyr, the Solar Theatre in Merthyr on the Tuesday evening. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting few days with Jonathan, it really is. If people want to email you, not email you, yes, they can email you. I'm getting all tongue twisted now. Email you, anne-sapphire@outlook.com.
Yeah.
They can go to Amazon and get your books, Crystal Blue, your first one.
Yeah.
Lovely picture on the front cover, I must say. Absolutely amazing. Because it matches everything that I do. Let Jay talk. Why does Kimberly want Jay to talk? Jay doesn't want to speak live on air, even though that Jay is in the studio. But your second book, A Tear in My Eye.
Yes.
A lovely book again, with some lovely things in there from experiences.
Yes.
And a continuation from the first book.
Yes.
Amazon, $5.99 second book, $4.99 first book.
Yes.
Oh, it must be psychic. And the two books are absolutely lovely. I'm going to take the time to read them, and maybe next week is the time whilst Jonathan is here. I have time to chill out because I've been working hard the last few weeks.
You have, yeah, really hard.
And, you know, it does show. It shows seeing Mike in the US in June. No, in July, Kimberly. I'm in July. You know, it's quite funny. I'm working in America in July.
Yes.
With a lady called June.
Yes.
So, Kimberly, I'm not there in June. I'm there in July. What you need to do, Kimberly, is send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com. That's where you need to do, and that's where you'll find all the dates, and she'll get back to you with all the dates.
Here's the date.
Say your name again, Mike, please. No. Oh, my guest name. Anne Sapphire.
Yes.
A-N-N-S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E. Anne Sapphire. That's where you need to go. Well, thank you, Alison, for putting that Mike Davis tour up and Anne Sapphire. Alison, you know Alison. Alison was here last time you was here.
Yes.
She was in the background, so to speak, wasn't she?
Yes.
So thank you there for putting that up there, Alison. Your sister's kind of in my way again, poking her nose in, as always, giving me the old, I won't go there, it's a family show. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 619 and say, hi, 619, are you there with us?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, can you just tell us, because I know you was on last week, Steve, can you just tell us, for the purpose of all the listeners, and for my guests, where are you calling in from?
California.
California, wonderful. Okay, Anne, so do you want to start off with Steve and see what you've been?
Hi, it's Steve. How are you, and how can I help you today?
Oh, just whatever message you feel I need to hear.
That's a really nice accent that you have there.
What did you say?
That is a really nice accent that you have there.
So do you.
You wouldn't see that, Steve. He's in the studio right now.
I do apologize about laughing, but we've just been told we're a bit serious, so thank you for that, making everybody see that we do actually have a little bit of a laugh as well. So your situation that you want, is it, can you give me an idea in a minute, because I'm sorry, you just made me lose it. How can I help you today, please?
Well, I don't ask questions. I just listen to whatever you feel comes up or what I need to hear or whatever.
So what I feel at the moment today is that you're a very kind and gentle person. You have a good sense of humour there in that sense. People take quite a little bit of advantage of you, what I pick up. Sometimes you suss it out and realise what people are doing to you, but then at the end of the day you go, wah, and just carry on. You have a very wicked sense of humour on quietly as well, that tends to come to the forefront just slightly, little bit. Sorry, somebody is doing something in the room. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, Steve, let me take over there, okay? Because as Richard did, he's moving things around in the studio, which is brilliant, because I asked him to. Steve, let me start off by talking to you of a lady that I have with me here in this spirit world that joins us. And this lady, I know that as she comes forward, she would be the kind of lady that I know that she would have wrapped her arms around you. She's a very loving lady, very relaxed lady in her character-wise. I know towards the end of her life that she suffered quite greatly within her body there, because I know that she makes me aware she was confined and she was restricted towards the end of her life there then, please. I do believe that this lady links within your family, and I believe she links as like a definitely within your mother's side of your family there, Steve. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me there, Steve?
I'm not sure who it might be.
Okay, let me carry on.
Might be my grandmother, I don't know.
Okay, let me carry on with her, and we'll see if it is your grandmother there or not, because she makes me aware that she's quite a, you know, she carried a little bit of weight with her, bless her, before she passed on to the spirit world. She does tell me that she lost a little bit of weight as well towards the end of her life, but she does make me aware that she had to go back and forth the hospitals all the time. She had to go back and forth the doctors, because there was lots of tests that had to be done with this lady before she passed this. So do you understand that this is the way your grandmother was towards the end of your life? Okay, bless her.
Yes.
And I know that your grandmother joins us here then, Steve. And, you know, in some way, I believe that as your grandmother is with us, that she wants me to talk to you about the things in your life that you're quite excited about, should I say, at the moment in your life. Do you understand there's a lot of excitement in your life?
Yes, something I'm planning to do next week, yes.
Okay, perfectly, because I know I'm aware of excitement, I'm aware of upliftment, I'm aware of things to come, and I know it's been like about time too, should I say, because I know that you've been waiting for quite some time for these things to develop within your life, and I know that it's not down to just waiting for it to happen. You've kind of pushed for this, you've been asking and directing and putting all your efforts into whatever it is that's coming your way. Do you understand of this?
Very much so.
And, you know, it's almost like as if I want to say you're finally going to start reaping the rewards of your work, because I know it's, as I said, it's a long time coming there, Steve. And, you know, in some way, I believe that there is an awareness there with yourself. You understand the spirit world in some way yourself. I don't know if you work with them or whether you just are aware of the spirit world, but I know that there's an ability there with yourself if you wish to do so. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying there to you that as I'm aware of this hard work that you've been putting into it, it's now time for us to like kind of put our feet up and just enjoy of what's around our vibration. Is that right?
Okay, yeah. I've been feeling that way lately because last week was just terrible. But this is, I'm feeling better now. Yeah.
Good, because I know that's what's needed in your vibration there. Time for, for you to kind of reflect. On what's been going on, because I know it's been a hard journey to get you to where you are right now.
Yes,
but
I've been reflecting on my life a lot lately, now that you mention it. Just, I don't understand why things have been the way they've been. Maybe this is something I asked for prior to coming into this world, but I just don't understand it. But maybe someday I will.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I know that, you know, things will start to improve, and you've already seen this improvement. You know, I can't predict your future. I wish I could for you, but I can't. But, you know, there's certainly improvements have already started, and now it's time for us to put our feet up and start to enjoy.
That's great. Good news. Good news.
Okay, let me hand you back over to Anne, because I know Anne wants to add on in there, Steve. Okay?
Hi, Steve. Just put me back again.
Hi. I'm glad you came back, Anne, because there is something you said I wanted to ask you about. You said people that take advantage of me. Could you be more specific?
You know, like when you have best friends and they introduce you to friends, who introduce you to friends and family of your own as well?
Okay, yes.
You are one of these people who is wears his heart on his sleeves but thinks that he doesn't in a sense as well. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
You need to tend to cover your heart a little bit more. You are not being selfish. You will give your last bit of money away because it makes you feel good. You are that kind of person. If I can help someone, I will. Unfortunately, in this world, when you need that help back, sometimes it doesn't come your way. Well, now is the time. It is coming your way for all the deeds that you've done, for forgiving, for helping, for taking nothing for nothing. You don't do things for reward, but your time is
right.
Your reward is now coming into your life. I'd like to ask you one question, if I may.
Okay.
When you look into the mirror sometimes, or you look into a window, or a car window as you pass, or even in a car, you actually catch a very little glint of a light or a reflection or something?
No.
Well, and I suggest you start looking, because your guardian angel is telling you, this is your time, and I'm going to show you that I'm with you to help you push you in this direction that you go in, for all the payback that you've given to people in your time before and after, and the future to come, that you will still help people. But remember to protect your heart as well. Don't always be afraid that you hurt people by saying, no, I can't do that today. It won't take any badness or reflect on you as a different person. You are and always will be that kind and gentle person. Just don't wear your heart on your sleeve so much. You are allowed to have a little bit of time and say no to other people.
Okay.
And I thank you very much for that.
Thank you both very much.
Okay, well, thank you there, Alan. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, what another lovely caller, Alan, wasn't it?
I loved his accent, yeah. I could speak to him all day long, but unfortunately, we can't.
We can't, you know, because we're already halfway through the show.
Never.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Again, I once apologised to you just now why I went off, because somebody moved a piece of furniture and distracted me, and I lost my train of thought. So I was,
train of thought?
Well, you know what I mean.
Trail.
Yeah.
Trail. I thought so. Okay, let's go see back to the phone lines there before the trains come in again. And let's go to 971 and say, hi, 971, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing very well. Yeah, can we just take your name there, please?
Yeah, my name is Kay.
Kay.
Yep.
Okay, Kay, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Perfect, perfect. You know, I've actually got a picture here of New York Central Station in studio, which it's a very nice looking Everett. Look at it now. Like rubberneckers, all of you. Yeah, can I ask you there, the reason was that you called in for?
I'm calling about my romance, lack thereof.
Romance.
Okay, well, let us make a link to the spirit world, okay, and we see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Anne. Anne's going to start off, and then I'll take over there. Perfect. Anne, it's all over to you.
Yeah, I wish you could
Hello.
See it just now when you said that. Hello. Right, what I pick up about you, you're very carefree, fun-loving. I'm trying to be careful how I word this. You are really, really a person to be around, that if you are invited to a party, you go. You are the sole attraction of party person. When you don't turn up at parties, they tend to ask, why, where are you? Oh, it wasn't as good when you were there, or you should have been there. It's not as much fun as anything, because you are the bubbliest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to actually look. You are looking, I'm trying to be tactful for a minute. You are not someone special, but at the same time, you're really not sure. I'm trying to be really tactful. If you look too hard, the person goes too far away. I have a feedback off you, I'm sorry.
Can you say that one more time, please?
I said I had feedback off you then, I'm sorry. But you will need to step back a little bit and reassign your life to say, do I really want a serious relationship? Or do I just want to go from person to person? You need to make this decision in your life at the end of the day. We all like our fun and games and laughter. But at the end of the day, what my people are saying to me is, you cannot have the penny in the bin. You cannot say, oh, I've got a new boyfriend today, but I quite fancy that other one if it doesn't work out. So we need to get you either onto track in either going into a stable relationship and not, like, unpolitely put one night stands. So at the end of the day, you need to settle your mind down to what you want to do, who you want to be with in your life, and things will come your way. It won't happen today, tomorrow, the next day. Unfortunately, things are there, but they're only within hand's reach. You need to settle down and make your mind up in which way you were going to go, in which relationship you want, not next, next, next. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just had a run-in with a former boyfriend of mine, and I, you know, just told him I don't think I could try to be friends because, you know, there obviously our relationship wasn't healthy, but I am looking for a relationship that is healthy with someone new. So I'm just curious if, like, you see that coming for me.
We always
have, in my life.
We always have that some special someone somewhere in the world. Sometimes it may be happen this second, this minute. Another time it may be a year down the line. But things that is worth waiting for, time doesn't really matter, does it? So long as we get the one that's the best, that takes care, that love us, that show each other respect, give each other time, give each other that space that we need, but give that time and devotion to each other with the trust. And that's really important. But we need to sort of grow up in a sense and saying, yeah, I want a relationship. What is gone in a past relationship. Yes, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. Can we still be friends? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we also need to say, as frivolous as it sounds, next, and make our minds up, sit ourselves down and say, this is the path that I want to go. This is the serious relationship. Yes, we can still go out partying with friends, relatives, and I can still be the belle of the ball in that sense with my friends on a special night, not 7 nights a week, if that's the way it happens. Because we all grow up sometimes, but that special one is there waiting. You just need to settle your mind in saying that you want a special relationship, that you want a special man.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's helped.
Thank you. Okay, let me pick up there because, you know, as I was working there, you know, there's certainly this overwhelming feeling that, you know, if I look within your life, there has been like kind of one traumatic ordeal, one after another. Do you understand of this, Vicky?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my relationships that I usually get in aren't, you know, fluffy. I don't like to get in fluffy relationships. I like something with substance. So, you know, my relationships, my past relationships have, you know, altered my way of thinking and all that. So, I mean, I'm learning from them. So, yes.
Perfect.
I
know that there's a lady here that gives me this information here from the spirit world. I know that this lady, she makes me aware that she's quite a slight lady before she passed on to the spirit. I know that she would have been a lady that's, as I said, quite slight. I believe she's quite slim in her build. I know that she wasn't very tall. Maybe around the 5'1", 5'2" of her height of when she was here with us. I know that she's a lady that's kind of plodded on through life and just got on with it and kind of enjoyed her life no matter what life threw at her. You know, I just dealt with it as it came in, she tells me, okay? And no matter what, she would take the bull by the horns and deal with it. And I believe this was her old way of life. Her old persona was to do just that, to deal with things as they come in and not letting things escalate. Do you understand of who she is?
Yeah, I think that's my great-grandmother.
Bless her. And, you know, as she comes into the vibration, she says that you kind of try and follow that the best you can yourself. Do you understand that you try to do that yourself? And sometimes we try our best, but we seem to, like, fall by the wayside, so to speak, every now and again. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And she says to me that, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, it's not all our own fault. And you've got to stop blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong in your life. Because I know that that's the kind of person you are there, Kay, that you kind of blame yourself for everything that goes wrong in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about, I should have done this, I could have done that, and I should have done it this way. And she says, you know, it's not all your fault. You know, sometimes other people have to take responsibility for their own actions. And for some reason, I believe that whatever it is that we've gone through of late there, that it's kind of, it's difficult to let go, or maybe not so much you to let go, it's difficult of someone else to let go of what's going on, because I do believe that you're having some kind of difficult time at the moment, so to speak. You're having the difficulty of what's going on in your life, because I believe that someone or something is kind of keeping on at you and kind of keeping putting you down, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
I mean, all I really do now is I just work. And
yeah.
I'm happy with my work. It's
okay.
Just I haven't made time to focus on, you know, like other
okay.
areas
but
in my
not,
life.
That's not what I mean a minute, okay? Listen to me now. And this is what I mean is there an ex or an ex-partner or something in your life or someone in your life that keeps trying to put you down?
Yeah, that's the recent one. The one I just mentioned to her recently, we ran into each other, and then I was just like, I can't try to be friends, because it's never going to work. So
because see, this is what I'm aware of, is someone trying to keep putting you down. And what I want to see that you know, instead of falling into that trap of listening to it or being a part of it, rise above it, because I know that you can be better than that, Kay, okay? And that's what I need to put in your life. Rise above this negativity, because that's what it is. It's negativity. When someone's trying to put you down, they're trying to be negative about you. So try and rise above that negativity, and I know that inside yourself, it'll make you feel a lot better, a whole heap difference there, because that's what you need in your vibration. Instead of being down, we need to be up. And once you're up, see, your whole vibration changes. And, you know, I can understand this myself, because, you know, it's something on a similar, I'm not saying there's the same, but a very similar pathway that I've walked of late over the past few months. But, you know, the thing you need to do is to just rise above it, because, you know, you have to think to yourself, I am better than what is being put out there. And you be true to yourself. And, you know, there's a great piece in the SNU Lyceum that says, trust in God and do what's right. And, you know, so long as we follow that code of conduct there, then nothing will become in our way anymore, okay? So you send out to the universe, send out to God, send out to the spirit world, whatever you pursue your God to be, trust in your own God and do what's right. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, of course. Like, I, you know, over the last couple of months, I want to live my life honestly, because life is becoming too short, and why not live it honestly?
Perfect. Okay, well, Kay, I want to say that you thank you very much for calling in. Remembering
thank
you always
you.
That reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Okay, let's go to our next music break here, because I know that actually this is the one I want to play, because this song it's a nice song. I turn my mic off then. It's a nice song. But it's Gary Barlow's new song, and he's actually singing about his daughter that was born in this life, that wasn't breathing, so a stillborn baby, and he wanted to sing a song for his daughter, but he didn't want it to be sad, he wanted it to be an uplifting song. So listen to the words and enjoy, shall I say.
Thank you.
No science or religion could make this whole. To be loved but never loved, to have but never hold.
little bit of getting used to, but I know what's right for you. Fly. A bit of getting used to, but I know what's right for you. Let me go. A head full of madness, no way safe. When tears aren't big enough, our love turns into hate. It's a life alone and a death. A bit of getting used to, but I know what's right for you.
And that was Gary Barlow's new song, Let Me Go. You know, what a perfect song, because he was sang for his daughter that was born in this life, not breathing, so it's a stillborn, and he wants to make the song as happy as he could. And I think, Anne, he achieved that, didn't he?
He did, but still brought a tear to my eye. I'm sorry.
Let Me Go and Fly High. You know, the words
say it
all itself. It really does. So, yeah, absolutely perfect. Okay, so let's go back to our phone lines, because I know that we're busy here tonight. Let's go to area code 760 and say, hi, 760, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Lily.
Okay, Lily, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
Perfect. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for then, Lily?
I just would like some insight onto the relationship that I'm currently in.
Okay. What we do here at Mike Spirit FM, Lily, is connect to the spirit world. Okay, so if you don't mind, we can do that for you, and we'll see what kind of advice comes through with this relationship issue. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay. Anne, do you want to start, or do you mean?
Yeah, by all means, yeah. Good evening, and how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you very much. Question that I'm asking is, I will ask the question because I need a little bit more of your voice to pick up to get the vibrations
okay.
off you. How can I help you tonight?
So I've been with someone for a few years, and I think that things are kind of getting to that serious point, and I just would like some direction around that.
Don't we all in our sense? As they say, I wish we all had crystal balls, and even though we got them, it doesn't mean to say that we can see through them in the, at the end of the day, in a sense right. where you can see through them because they're glass, but we can't see how life in direction goes. And at least, Luxie, I've made you feel a little bit better by laughing in a sense of ourselves. We always right. tend to look for a relationship in that sense where... things can turn around sometimes and feel like they're not going in the right direction for you. Is he bored with me? Is he fed up? Am I fed up with him? We haven't got that touch, feeling, love connection right. that we had when we first met with one another. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think more than anything, he has a lot of issues that he's working with, and I really want to try to find how to ease his transition best.
May I repeat what you said? He had slight feedback. I think you actually said to me that he has quite a few lady friends in his life.
No, he has a lot of issues that he's dealing with personally.
That's why
hopefully
I
have no other serious lady friends.
No, this is why I could repeat what I thought you said. So he has a lot of issues in his life, you are saying.
Yes.
At the end of the day, everybody that, I put this, we get born, we become children, we become adults, we grow up, we have relationships. We disregard the relationship and move on. Everybody has what you call then baggage.
Right.
They also
right.
have baggage of life, issues and things that went on with their family, within their family, within their relationships that they carry but can't discuss. Sometimes the more we push to ask them to resolve it or help us, or like if we can get inside their minds, we need to remember that sometimes people can't always tell you how they feel, because their pain that they carry is something that they wouldn't want to transmit to anybody. So it's classed as an issue. When they are ready, if they are ready at any point in their time, they may never ever tell you. So what you're looking for at the end of the day may never come. How about changing tactics and directions and helping him go the direction that you both like to go? It's like we don't want to change each other the way that we are, but we do. In relationships, we change each other because we become part of each other's lives. We come connected to each other in a sense, because that's the word called love. That's the relationship and road that we go down. So by helping him with, you call it issues, why not try a different tactic and say, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? Let's plan something as a surprise. Let's do this on an off chance. Let's go there on an off chance. Even to something silly is going for a walk in the park or down a river by a brook and just sit there. You don't always have to talk about everything. Life is so serious today that we tend to want to know the ins and outs of everybody's lives. But then if we knew it, wouldn't it become boring to each other? Because we have nothing new to look forward to. We have nowhere new to go in a direction. If we knew every day of our lives something, that a path was put out in front of us and it was set there forever, wouldn't we become bored? Can you understand
yes,
where I'm coming
yes.
from?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, try that tactic for just, and see, you may settle your own mind as well in an issue where issues that you had, have,
right.
or not. Both go away, because at the end of the day, does it really matter so long as you are both happy?
Okay. And I do think that to a certain extent, some of it does reside in me. And maybe I'm trying to figure out what's me and what's him at this point.
And that's what I was trying to be a little bit tactful about in that sense. We tend to sometimes look into others' relationship, boyfriend, and we look at their issues that they have, but we also forget that sometimes the road that we work and we walk, we carry the same distinguished mark in their lives, in what happened to them happened to you. And it's just so strange that you don't want to talk about it. So you will concentrate on, oh, that was his life, that happened to him. If I can get him to talk about it, things will become better. I will get to know him. And it's not, it's ours. We need to sometimes, if we feel that we are able to actually, right, I'd like to talk to you about this situation. And perhaps by you talking to that situation to your boyfriend, it may eventually come out how he felt and is feeling. And say, I'll either talk to you about it or not. Does it matter? Life is so short today to worry about things that we can blow out proportion. And we all do that. What becomes a little pea becomes a mountain at the end of the day. Always look for the good things in life and the laughter and the joy of things. We can sometimes alter things. Mostly we can't because it wasn't meant to be. But those things that we can with love, reach out and take it and hold it, grasp it, and enjoy every minute of it. And I hope that helped.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Perfect, Dan. Okay, Lily, let me work there with you as well, because, you know, as I was working there, I know that I was aware of a lady that drew close to me here from the spirit world, a lady that I know that she suffered and complained of her hands and wrists for a long time before she passed, because I know that even gripping older things was very difficult for this lady. I know that she was confined to a chair because she makes her way that their movements are very much restricted. To even get out and about, it was very difficult for her before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that you needed lots of care. I know that you needed lots of help of the people that was around her, because she makes her aware that there's people around her that support her and give her the best that she possibly that they possibly could before she passed on to the spirit world. But what she tells me is, here, Lily, that I know that she links to your mum's side of your family. So do you understand of this lady?
I do.
And she makes me aware that she's very close to you. It's almost as if she's like a grandmother kind of a feeling here to me, because I know that that's where she comes in. And she makes me feel lots of emotion, lots of hurt, lots of upset in your life when she passed. Do you understand of this?
Yes. So my mom wasn't raised by her mother. She was raised by her grandmother.
Okay.
So that would have been her great-grandmother.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that she comes around your vibration since she's passed in the spirit world, and you know she's been listening there to everything that you've been saying, particularly to do this relationship. And you know, I do believe that I want to say that to you that you know that exactly like Arm was saying there about comparing one to another. She says to me, you know, sometimes we have to embrace what we have and enjoy what we have. But, you know, when it becomes intolerable, unbearable, that's when it's time to use or get out of clothes kind of card, so to speak. Because, you know, I believe it's been difficult of late there for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if it's going nowhere very fast? Is that right?
Less so the last month, but that's how I felt. Primarily the last maybe 8 months before that. It's actually gotten better the last month.
Okay, but you understand this feeling of it was getting nowhere and getting nowhere very fast. But I know that,
yes.
See, if I say to you that there's things in his past that stopped him from moving on with his future, would you understand this? Because whatever goes on in our past, it kind of influences our future if we allow it to, and I believe that he's allowed things in his past to influence his future. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And I know that that's what's been the problem here, okay? So if it's got better in the last month or so, then obviously that would tell me there that, you know, he's kind of moving on a bit from his past, and it's time now to enjoy what's around us. We've been through the difficult times. We've been through the hard times. We've been through the traumatic times. It's now time to enjoy what's around us. So, you know, instead of giving in there, Lily, should I say, instead of giving in there now, let's try and work with it, because I know what's inside you. It's quite beautiful, and it can come out quite nicely then, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And for some reason, I know that the September is important. So would you understand the month of September is important?
I do. So we have kind of like a transitional period during the summer, and by September, everything should be settled.
There we are. Perfect. See, and isn't that just amazing that this lady comes from the spirit world to make us aware of that September as well? You know, just know that there's so much love there for you, so much upliftment coming from the spirit world. It's perfect what's coming through there for you. So, you know, just know that they're there with you. Know that they're supporting you and guiding you there from the spirit world. I'm going to leave that there with you. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Another lovely lady, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Another lovely caller.
Really kind, gentle voice.
Definitely. Okay, let's go to our next song. Okay, this is a song, another one that OJ picked for this evening.
Excellent.
I like this song. So let's press this button and say enjoy to everyone.
No matter how hard I try.
And what a lovely song there by Cher. okay, so, Anne.
Yeah.
I need to turn your mic up first. Sorry, me too. Sorry, Anne.
That's fine.
You know, I do things like that. I just forget what I'm doing sometimes. Not forget what I'm doing, just forget to unmute you. But, you know, let me talk more about your books. Crystal Blue, Anne Sapphire.
Yes.
Amazon.
Yes.
Download it.
Hopefully.
Buy it. $4.99
Yeah.
I've thrown you again. You've gone into fit the giggles again, haven't you?
Yeah, sorry.
You know, I kind of like doing that, throwing you in the deep end. You know, I've done that tonight because,
yes.
Bless Aaron. Aaron is going through some difficult times in his life at the moment. And, you know, my thoughts are with him. And I'm sure that all our thoughts are going to Aaron Norton at the moment. And I hope that in whatever it is that he's going through in his life, that he has a speedy and full recovery very, very soon.
Yes, you know where we are if you need her.
And so, Aaron, if you are listening, you know, I sent you that message earlier on. I'm here for you if you want to chat mate or anything, you know. I think he's a wonderful guest and a wonderful guy and a wonderful ambassador, should I say, for the spirit world as well.
Yes, and if he needs anybody else, he's more than welcome to ring me.
Perfect. Okay, so, well, first of all, he needs to email you first and to get your number. And it's Anne-Sapphire@outlook.com.
No problem.
So that's how you can get hold of Anne. It's Anne-Sapphire@outlook.com. Don't forget to send an email to June, MikeDavisTour@AOL.com to find out where I'm going to be in America this year, when I'm going to be touring all around New Hampshire and the surrounding areas. I'll also be going down to West Palm Beach in Florida to do some work there with a wonderful lady called Sarah Spiritual. Absolutely amazing working with Sarah again. I worked with Sarah back in late 2009. What an amazing experience that was. Looking forward to my return. I really am.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to my return to Norway as well.
Oh, yes.
No way.
spoke to the gentleman from there last time that you knew.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, let's not go there. I hope it was all good. That's all I got to say.
No, very nice man.
You know, there's lots coming up. There really is. You know, I think that next year is going to be a very busy year for myself and for those that's working alongside me. I know that next week we've got Jonathan Brown in the studio.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Looking
yeah.
forward to that because not only will he be live in the studio, he's coming for lunch.
Are you cooking?
No. We've got a little deal. Because I did say to him, well, what do you eat? Because I need to get some stuff in for you, you know? And he said, well, I'm a vegetarian. I went, well, let's put it this way. You cook, I make the cups of tea. And he said, deal. Silly man, because he's cooking everything. Brilliant, isn't it?
Well,
I love it.
Better than you're cooking.
Well, I suppose it is, you know? I'll eat the dog's biscuits, I don't mind. But no, he's here with us next week. He's going to be live in the studio.
So looking forward to it.
You know, you and me both. You know, because, you know, he's a gentleman that I connected with back a few weeks ago, and I was like a little bit, oh, because, you know, I was going through something difficult in my life, and I was like, oh, do I, you know, that, you know, you want to get in down and everything else. I was a bit down. Jonathan came along, and I thought, oh, he's good. Ooh, I like him. He's got a wonderful connection to the spirit world. And, you know, within the first probably 3 minutes of chatting to Jonathan, I kind of connected with him straight away because he has an amazing link to the spirit world. And then, you know, a few times chatting with him, we'd done a show that was live here on Mike Spirit FM, absolutely amazing show. He done the week after as well, you know, which was amazing. And to the point of where, you know, we kind of took it upon ourselves to say, we need to work together live. And lo and behold, Port Talbot next Monday. Come and join us at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church. It will start at 7 p.m. And it will end at 9 p.m. All this is off memory. Can you see it? And there's nothing in front of me.
He actually hasn't Port got Talbot. Any paperwork.
No paperwork. Port Talbot, Monday, the 26th. I even know the date. Am I good?
Well.
26, Port Talbot Spiritualist Church, 7 to 9, demonstration with me and Jonathan Brown. Tickets are only £5 a ticket. Isn't that amazing?
That is really reasonable.
You can only, there's no need for tickets. You can pay on the door. So I do suggest if you want to go, turn up early because you know, to avoid the disappointment, because I know it's, you know, it only seats 90 people.
It's going
to
be packed.
Well, I hope so. I really do, because it's going to be a treat for those that haven't seen Jonathan, and I don't think any of them have, because he's not from here. He's from, he's obviously from the UK, but he's up in Coventry, I believe. He's making that journey. Back there on the Tuesday morning to do some readings. I know that we are quite fully booked on the readings on the Tuesday at Port Talbot Church, and then the Wednesday we're at the Soda Theatre in Merthyr, again 7 till 9.
Wow.
And that's the 27th, and again, no paperwork in front of me. I know, I'm clever. 27th, Tuesday, we're going to be at the Soda Theatre in Merthyr. You can find that information on my Facebook page. Just search Mike Davis Medium. And you'll see the poster there, a white poster with me and Jonathan. All the information is on there. Again, you can pay on the door. It's only £5 ticket.
I can't really believe that. That's non-expensive.
It is. You know, particularly the two of us are international.
Yeah.
The two of us, you know, we work all over the country, all over the world, you know, and it's wonderful to do just that. I'm, you know, I'm really honoured and blessed by the spirit world that they've taken me, you know, as far as America, Norway, and Spain, and everywhere else I've toured. It's been absolutely amazing journey I've had with the spirit world. It's been 23 years of work, and it's you know, it fills me with joy every time I think of the things I've achieved. Even winning the national award, that was the proudest moment of my times, I think. When I done that, I went up for Wales, and then I went on to the finals up in Hinckley, up in England. There was Scottish people there, there was English people there, and there was me, the little Welsh man there, and I was proud to announce that I walked home from that trophy. And if you go on my Facebook page, you will see pictures of me receiving that award with a beautiful blue orb just the side of my head.
It is beautiful.
And that picture was taken off a mobile phone, or if you're listening in America, cell phone. And it was three pictures taken directly one after another. And it was the middle picture that had this beautiful blue orb in it. Absolutely perfect. So, yeah, go over there. And actually, that picture, I think, and it is. Let me ask JJ, is that picture on the website? We did. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Go on the website of www.mikedavismedium.co.uk, because Jade has been wonderful and helped me to build a brand new website. Isn't that brilliant?
It's excellent. And like you said, not being funny, but you deserve the awards and anything that you get and work in the future for.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I don't really want to take any credit for it, Anne. I really don't, because
it's still you still allow them to work through you.
I know, but you know, it's not me, is it? It's the spirit world.
No,
you know, and I've offered myself to them as a channel from the age of 17, because it kind of saved my life when I got into spiritism. Because as you know, I got stabbed, and I got caught up in a bit of argument. I got stabbed, and just before that happened, I heard a voice saying, "Watch the knife." And as I turned to see where this voice had come from, the knife was pulled, used, and I was stabbed. And if I didn't turn, then I wouldn't be here today speaking to you. You know, I would have been, well, you probably would have come and visited me with my, you know, some flowers, you know, at my graveside. But it was that close, you know, a hairline thickness. In more, left more, right more, up or down more, and I wouldn't be here, you know.
But you were being watched by your guardian angel.
Most definitely, and I think that's what the, you know, then is the birth of Mike Davis Medium from there on in, you know. And it's been an exciting journey. And hey, you know, if my journey ends right now, I could hold my head up high and say, I've had an amazing experience with the spirit world, and I love every single second of it, and it's been amazing. I can't think of any times that it's been hard, you know, or hard work. There's been a few demonstrations I've done which I thought, oh my gosh, this is like trying to pull teeth. But you know, it's not about how big the place is or how small the place is or how many people are there or how many people isn't there. It's about connecting to the spirit world. And you know, there's never once I've gone to a place where I've thought, oh, do I have to do this?
No.
I've always kind of looked forward to it, and I've always kind of enjoyed. And you know, and the most thing I enjoy most now these days, do you know?
No, go
you
on.
Don't know. Is allowing myself to be a tutor for the spirit world. Allowing some guys to come forward to develop others. And I got quite a few people that's already on the circuit. names I'm not going to mention, you know some of them, who sat in my class going back years ago. I got some new students now down at Port Talbot Church. They're doing very well. I mean, you met them. Yes. They was actually working last night. And, you know, last night was the first night I went out to go and see them work, watch them work. I took me and two of the of my children with me. They thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed them watching them work. And, you know, I was sat there and I was, like, kind of pleased so much, like the biggest smile on my face ever, because it was like, now there is an achievement.
Yes.
Not by me, but by them, you know, because they trusted in me to allow me to educate them from the spirit world. And, you know, that's what it has been. It's been an education time. It's work in progress, obviously, yeah, you know, yeah. And I'll be going back and forth to Port Talbot to do this development for a long, long, long time to come. But what an amazing experience it is to watch them coming from not knowing what they're doing to actually constructing a full clairvoyant message, to constructing a full demonstration and a full service of a church. Absolutely perfect. That pleases me more than anything else these days. It really does.
When you watch the people come up from there after the show is finished, some have cried because of the message that they've been given.
Mm.
Some are so happy that they're smiling from year to year, and some have just got no words to describe how they feel. And you see and you sense and you go home with so much pride that you,
yeah,
must have
definitely
given them, because you help them go on the path that they're on to help other people.
Definitely. Well, you know, I know that Martin and Steph, I mean, they've been on air before, and I'm sure that they'll be on air again, came into my house yesterday, and they were sat there in the front room, and Martin was, you know, gathering his thoughts quite quietly, and my kids were like, "What's he doing, Dad? What's he doing?" You know, and I was like, "It's okay. He's just sitting quiet. And he's kind of meditating." And they understood that, and then we went down to the church. And, well, you know, I must say, they kind of blew my socks off, you know, because I've seen him working, obviously, in the class. I haven't been fortunate enough to watch him working out on the field, so to speak, because obviously I've been here on Mike Spirit FM on a Sunday where they've been out working for me. But yesterday they done a service on a Saturday. And I must say, second to none, absolutely amazing. So there's two to watch,
yeah.
And there's lots more down in Port Talbot, ready to come out. Because, you know, there was just a small group, and then something changed within the group, an energy shifted out of the group, and all of a sudden, it's full. The class is full. It's unbelievable. It's, you know, there's always room for more, obviously, but
yeah.
As soon as this one energy shifted, it's like a whole new feeling there, a whole new meaning to it all, and it's perfect, definitely a new beginning. And, you know, I could talk to you for hours, but we still got people online. I know it's very difficult to try and fit everything all into one show. It really is. We've got lots of people joining us in the chat room, and hi to everyone in the chat room. I'm not going to have time to speak to you all, I'm really not, but let me just say to you, all of you in the chat room, you're all more than welcome. Listen, guys, what you need to do, I was reading a little message there that I was sent by Blog Talk Radio saying you need to get these people who's listening in your chat room and listening to your show to follow your show on Blog Talk Radio. And I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So, guys, if you're in the chat room, follow me. Go to Mike Spirit FM and press the follow button. Come on over to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium. Press the follow button there, because, you know, it's only recently they've put a follow button on Facebook. Do you believe that?
No.
Only recently. And, you know, I got quite a few followers. I think I got 70-odd followers, which is great. But let's get our number up to as many as we can, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So come
definitely
on over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, press the follow button. Go into Blog Talk Radio, press the follow Mike Spirit FM, because, you know, there's lots more to come. And, you know, without you guys, this show wouldn't be possible. And my heart of thanks go out to each and every one of you for continuing your support in the Mike Spirit FM family. Okay, just reading other things there. So let's go straight back to the phone lines, because I know we've still got people on hold. People have been on hold for quite some time. Let's go to I know it's a private number, 111, and say, hi, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name's Evelyn.
Emmeline.
Evelyn. Let me take you off. There we go.
I took you off.
There we are, Evelyn. And welcome to Mike Spirit FM. And can I ask you there, Evelyn, where are you calling from?
Apparently, everyone's calling from California, so am I.
You're calling from California as well. Wonderful, you know. Well, maybe I should, you could send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com because apparently I'm going to be not too far away from California, so you never know. You could come and watch me working live there in America in July.
That would be awesome.
Well, you need to send that email to find out where I'm going to be. It's Mike Davis with an E, so it's Davies, tour@aol.com. So, Evelyn, let me just get straight into things here because I know time is of the essence here. We've only got 30 minutes left of the show. And Anne, do you want to start off with, or shall I start off with Evelyn?
It's your turn, Jessica, first one.
Okay, so let me start off with Evelyn because I know that I have people here with me that's queuing in the background. And I know that there's a gentleman that's very close here to me at the moment. And this gentleman, I know that he's quite a well-built gentleman throughout his life. I don't believe he lived to an old age when he passed. I believe he's maybe his mid to late 50s, bless him, when he passed on to the spirit world. I do believe that he links towards your dad's side of your family, because I know he comes in towards my dad's side, so he's in your dad's side of the family. He does make me aware when he passed, it was quite sudden and quite quick in the end. And it's almost like as if it wasn't expected for him to go when he did. So I know his passing was quite... traumatic in that way there, Evelyn. Do you understand of who he is?
And I would have thought it would be someone, but the age threw me off. It sounds like someone that I wanted to communicate, but the age, yeah, he's a lot younger.
Okay, so he's younger than his mid-50s. Okay, let me talk to you of someone that I believe it's like your granddad, because I believe that's where he comes in. So the gentleman you're thinking of, would have he been your granddad there?
The gentleman that I'm thinking about, no. It wouldn't have been my grandfather.
Okay, well, I want to link with your grandfather, if I may, okay? And not always the ones who want to come through do come through, but this is the gentleman I have here with me. And I know that he's come there to be with you at the moment because he talks to me of being like as if your life is going through some kind of up and down kind of feeling here at the moment. So would I be right in saying to you there, Evelyn, within your vibration that it is going, your life is going up and down at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
And... it's almost as if you're experiencing, like, and let me put this in a way that you would understand. Like as if your past is creeping up on you all the time, and you're trying to push the past to one side. Is that right?
Well, I'm trying to forget, but it's difficult.
That's fine. See, because you're saying it's difficult, and that's fine, because I know that's what I'm saying there. It's like as if your past keeps creeping up on you, and every time you kind of shrug that off, it kind of comes up again and again. And I know what I need to say to you is that, you know, like I said to one of the other callers there, about allowing your past to influence your future, this is something we need to try and deteriorate away from there. Because, you know, if we allow that to happen, then we will kind of never move on with our lives, okay? And I know that that as your granddad comes in here, he makes me aware to say to you that you have the right to be happy just like everyone else. As the right to be happy in this life. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
And see, the more that you're going on the theme of that it's not quite as happy as it should be, that's where you're having this difficult time at the moment. Is that right? Now, for some reason there, would I be right in saying to you that there's lots of changes that you want to introduce into your life as well? There's lots of changes coming in there for you. Is that right?
Yeah, they are. And I'm looking forward to them.
Good, because I know that there's when these changes come into your life, it's going to be for, I want to say it's going to be for the better. But, you know, first things first, it's like an opportunity, isn't it? When that opportunity knocks, grasp it with both hands, because that will be the time where things will alter and things will change in your vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Good.
Actually, I got a new job.
Sorry?
So that's probably the new opportunity that I got a new job in. And I took it, so, and then the other change is probably I'm contemplating moving, so that's going to be another change.
Perfect. Okay, let me hand you over to Anne, okay, because I know that, as I said, time is of the essence there. Anne,
okay.
This is Evelyn, it's over to you.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Anna.
Right, I'm going to ask the question.
Has a younger man, male, passed over via an accident in a car?
Yes, he's the one that I was trying to communicate with.
Well, I have got in for you in that sense. Some of the injuries, was they via the neck, the shoulder, and the one arm down the one side?
I'm sure he sustained injuries throughout all of his body, every part of his body, yes.
Well, I have a really good message for you that say he is very much with you all of the time. It was horrendous, the accident that was happened. Even though we hate it, it was his time for him to go. We don't want people to go at our age. We want to keep them. We have these thoughts, I should go before them, it's not right. But he's saying, I'm giving you my love. I'm giving you the strength. I am there with you. I will give you the faith. The healing will take time. If you want to cry, cry, but don't cry hard. I'm with you. I'm happy. There is no pain. I've moved on, but I'm moving on with you. We're both going to go forward together. You have a better life that's going to come, even though you feel sometimes you just dwell back onto the day and the thoughts that cloud your mind is so horrendous sometimes. The thought and the pain is so hard. But he's asked him, please, can you let it go a little bit? Don't feel guilty. It was what it was. There is no pain. I promise you there is no pain. But I will be with you. I will look after you. I'll walk where you walk. You step where I step when the feeling is so bad. I will take the steps and you will follow. We will go in the right direction and we will get there. The pain will get better. And even though we sometimes think in our hearts that, oh, I've lost the picture of him, how he looks, how he talks, take a picture out of a book. There is a special one that you like. Look at it. Smile. He'll smile back. Yeah,
I know.
Are you okay?
Wow. Wow.
I know you're not. You know? All he's saying is, please, take hope. Take faith. I am with you. The pain was horrendous that you think, but I wish I could carry your burden for you. I am trying to. Just let it go a little bit. As you go to sleep at night and you feel like there's something touching you, it is. It's just like a little creepy crawly. We'll call it a spider, but there's nothing there. And you brush it. That's him just bending down and giving you a kiss to say, I'm here. Put you down. Go to sleep. Stop waking, stop crying, try and get some rest, but please try and move on, because I will give you the strength. I will walk in front of you when you need it, and I will walk behind you when you are strong enough on those days. We both will go forward together, and I hope that's helped you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
You are very welcome.
Thank
you, Jan, and thank you, Evelyn, for calling and remembering. You can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling there.
You too. Thank you, Mom.
Have a wonderful
thank
day.
You.
Right now.
Bye.
Okay. And let's quickly go over to our next caller. It's a UK caller. I know that this is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Are you there with us?
Hi, yeah. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, fine, loud and clear, Sarah. We have literally 4 minutes left of the show, so was there a reason that you called in for this, Sarah, or did you just want us to get on with it?
Yeah, basically, it's just a medical problem, really, that I want to see what Spirit says about it, really. I've been looking for advice off my friends and everything, but I always seem to find that different people, different things, it's usually Spirit that kind of comes clear, so I'm just wondering if anything comes through that way.
Well, what I get in that sense, spirit will actually tell me, they are not doctors. you can ask as many people as you want, you can get as much advice as you want, but you're not listening to the people who are proper doctors. We could give you advice on you, and it still wouldn't be contented in your mind. You need to listen to your doctor the next time you go, and listen, and if he doesn't explain it tidy to you, please don't think that you're being silly or naive. Just sit and ask and say, please, I don't understand where you're coming from. Can you explain it in better depth? Because all you are doing to yourself in that sense is making yourself go giddy and going round and round and round, because you're not getting the answers from friends, families, and even us.
It's something I've discussed. I don't mind saying that it's a mental health problem at all. But what it is at the moment, I've been seeing one doctor who's been helping me no end. He's really good. I've now seen another doctor on a routine appointment, which was because I couldn't see the main person. And I'm getting two kind of opinions. Now, I've spoken to Mike about this in the past. And at the moment, it seems like, how can I put it? The low points are getting too low to handle, and also I worry about if I go and tell the doctor what's been going on, they're going to, I don't know, flipping commit me or something like that.
Let me interrupt you a little bit. Let me try and give you a different point of view then, right? With doctors, Mikey is a medium that works one way. I'm a medium that works another way. A doctor you see on a regular basis, he sees you so often, he knows you, you feel comfortable, you sort of, you associate friend doctor. So he's got this sense of the way he talks to you, and you've got comfortable. Unfortunately, sometimes doctors move on, sometimes they're so busy with patients that they have to pass you on to somebody else. So in a sense, it's a different doctor. It's like if you go straight from me to Mike now, we both work completely different. So what you get off Mike and think, wow, that was brilliant, and what you get off me may be a sense of, no, that was rubbish. But that's all I can say in that, because time has beaten us. And listen to your doctor. Go back and listen and ask him to explain if you don't understand. Send you all my best, and thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. And remember, you can always download a copy of that in the archives, the Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling. Have a wonderful evening there.
You too. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
You know, and time has just gone by so fast here. It really has. And, you know, I can't believe that another show is over and done with. So, you know, if you want to get in contact with Anne, it's quite simple. Just email anne-sapphire at outlook.com. So I'll say that again, anne-sapphire@outlook.com. Don't forget to send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com to find out where I'm going to be touring America come July. Don't forget, keep an eye on my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium, to find out where I'm going to be and where I'm going to be working with Jonathan Brown this coming next week. I'm looking forward to that. So all is left for me to say, ladies and gentlemen, is to you all, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.